Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, now driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
That's right, we're coming to you live from Eddie George's on High Street in Columbus as we get ready for the Orange and Brown scrimmage tonight here at the Shoe in front of 70,000 members of the Dog Pound. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you can't be there, you can also get coverage at ClevelandBrowns.com. Andrew Gribble will be live kind of chatting throughout the scrimmage, and of course you can watch it on NFL Network, where Mike Mayock and Solomon Wilcox will be on the call. So lots of great ways to take in the Orange and Brown scrimmage tonight. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Brian Hartline about his emotional return to the Shoe. Caught two touchdowns the last time he played a game there. He's going to be back. But first, Matt, let's get into the top three things that we're looking forward to seeing at tonight's scrimmage. We'll start with you, Matt. Number three
thing that I'm essentially looking at today is I want to see those playmakers. And that's a consistent question that we asked. We had Albert Breer. We had Adam Kaplan. We just had Solomon Wilcox. I want to see those playmakers, and do we have enough? Because I think we could see, as we saw the last few days of practice with Brian Hartline practicing very well, with Dwayne Bowe out, he looks like the one. Dwayne Bowe also has been out there. He looks like the one. So I know the Browns fan. I know what I'll be looking for. And I want to see if the playmakers that we potentially have in Bowe, Hausler, Gabriel, Hawkins, and Brian Hartline as well, if they're going to be enough to make those big plays and be called upon in pressure situations, which you always have to be in late in the fourth quarter, and make that big play, that big throw and catch for that first down or that touchdown to put you in contention to solidify that win.
All right, my number three is going to be playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, specifically the outside linebackers. This team needs another pass rusher opposite Paul Kruger. Barkevious Mingo is out. Will that be Nate Orchard, Scott Solomon? Who's going to get the reps? How are they going to be used? If they go into third and long situations, does Orchard automatically come in? I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to those outside linebackers and what they are able to do against this first-team offensive line. Solomon and Orchard, can they set the edge? And I believe Solomon certainly can set the edge. Bigger question is, can they get to the quarterback? How much will Armani Bryant be utilized in those situations? That's something I'm really going to be focused on.
Number two thing that I'm going to be, you know, very in tune with, as you just mentioned, is I'm going to look for kind of like I have a 2A and a 2B. 2A is, of course, the play of Danny Shelton and his role and his activity level as the 12th overall pick for the Cleveland Browns this upcoming year. But the second is going to be the aggression that this defense plays with. And when I say aggression, that's the culmination of physicality and the pressure that I feel like Jim O'Neill knows that he can bring because of the playmakers he has both in the front and on the back end. So the aggression and how deep into that bag of tricks he's going to go today in, you know, the eighth, essentially, practice that the Cleveland Browns have been on the field.
My number two is going to be Isaiah Crowell. Terrence West will not be playing. Duke Johnson will not be playing in this scrimmage. Can Isaiah Crowell lock down this job and do the things that Wilbert Montgomery and company are asking of him to show that he can be the lead man, that they can put the saddle on the crow and they can ride that bird into the promised land? He's got the opportunity. He's got the talent. Will he do what he has to do and show that physically and mentally in terms of the toughness and the desire to be that guy? I want to see if he can show us that today in this scrimmage.
Number one.
My number one takeaway, and I think it should be for a lot of Browns fans, because I think the Cleveland Browns will go as the quarterback goes. And yes, my eye will still be on Johnny Manziel with the reps that he gets with both with the ones and with the twos. But I'm going to be in tune to watching Josh McCown execute with my number three takeaway for, you know, this upcoming scrimmage was the playmakers. You know, who's he connecting with? Who is his go-to guy? Who is working hard for him in their routes? And the overall control of the huddle that we see in Berea each and every day. This is, of course, going to be an outside setting down at the Horseshoe here in Columbus. But opportunity for him to really showcase his ability as a quarterback and potential franchise quarterback for the Browns.
All that matters in the National Football League at the end of the day, is the quarterback. So, like you, my number one is going to be on the quarterback. That's the biggest question mark for the Cleveland Browns. We've been impressed with what we've seen from Josh McCown. Does he continue to build on that and give us the confidence that he can be that guy? Does Johnny Manziel continue the progress of the last week, specifically the last 2 days, where he has looked very good, very much like an NFL quarterback, comfortable in the pocket, making reads, going through progressions? Now can he do that out there with some live bolts? I don't think they're going to hit the quarterback, even though they're going to call it live.
No, they will not.
There's no way they're touching the quarterback. But you might see more of a rush. You might see somebody get a little bit closer there. I want to see the continued progress of Johnny Manziel and, of course, Josh McCown. That Lewis Conner-Shaw, they're going to get their reps. You want to see, you know, what can they do. But at the end of the day, to me, this is about Josh McCown and it's about Johnny Manziel. And I want to see those two guys look very good against what should be a very stout defense for the Cleveland Browns. Those are our three things to look for. Again, we are live at Eddie George's on High Street. If you're in Columbus, come on down and see us. The sweet potato fries. Whitney has not stopped talking about them.
The garage doors are open. It's beautiful. The breeze is rolling in.
The breeze is here. The weather is warm. The drinks are cold. The food is hot. It's nice in here. So come check us out. Get ready. Wet that beak as you prepare for the Orange and Brown scrimmage tonight. 6 o'clock at the Shoe. 70,000 in attendance. If you're going, get there early. Doors open at 4:30. 4:30. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from a guy who played in the Shoe, just like my co-host, the legend Matt Wilhelm. Brian Hartline, talk about what it'll mean for him to come back to the Shoe and what he's looking to accomplish here in the Orange and Brown scrimmage for your Cleveland Browns. Right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.